This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
WEEI Afternoons here, Andy Hart and Ted Johnson at Buffalo Wild Wings across the street from Lambeau Field, where they're getting ready for day two of the 2025 NFL Draft. Hundreds of thousands of people still in the area. I hope they have umbrellas today, although yeah. I guess the rain is supposed to let up.
It's supposed to let up in about an hour here.
The weather, gentlemen, that's the fast-moving borderline superstorm that is just canvassing the country and is going to wash us out starting tomorrow morning.
Oh, nice. Oh,
great. We'll just follow us home. Then.
Should make for a good flight home. WEEI Afternoons and our draft coverage is brought to you by McFarland Energy. Upgrade your air conditioning system before the summer rush. Visit McFarlandEnergy.com. By Northeast Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Get your sex life back on track. NortheastMen'sHealth.com. By Lucky Energy, the number one energy drink in Massachusetts amongst energy drinkers who like to get lucky. And by Chock Full of Nuts Coffee and McCormick Grillmates Seasoning. 617-779-7937. Let's bring in the listeners and their opinions. Will Campbell is a Patriot. Do you feel like me? That you've solved left tackle and you've got the foundation of leadership and play on the offensive line for the next decade? Or do you have some concerns like Fitzy and Ted might? So let's go to start things off with Sam in Maine. What are your thoughts on the fourth pick and Will Campbell?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good,
so I am happy with it. I'll tell you why. You're talking about a football team that just won four games, you know. This is a team that's going to be in a similar position next year. I don't see them making the playoffs. There's upside, but they're going to be in a similar position. I think taking a valuable player at the pick that you had was all that it really counts for. And regardless of who it is, yes, there are other valuable players available. You know, Ashton Genty, whoever it may be. I think you need a valuable overall player, leader, like Ted said. If you're not happy about everything that he had to say last night, that, you know, it's seeming that he will be that leader that you need, then I just don't understand. So I'm thinking because they'll be in a similar spot next year, I'm not mad at the pick, and I think he'll be a great player too.
Thanks for the call, Sam. Mm-hmm. I'm going to push back a little bit. That was one of our questions yesterday in the more likely, and I had it picking the top 10 or the bottom 10 of the draft next year.
Yeah, I like that question.
I am going to be, I think, surprised and disappointed if they're picking. He said they
agreed.
This spot, like fourth or fifth in the draft, if they're there again next year, something isn't going quite right.
Just to put it in perspective, the Patriots won four games, and they were the fourth overall pick. The Bears picked in the 10th slot and only won five games.
Right.
I don't see the Patriots. I see the Patriots at least winning seven, eight games, if not better, next year. So they're going to be at least in the middle of next year's draft. I'd be shocked if they're where they are this year, Fitzy.
Yeah, there's no way I see them picking any lower than 14th or 16th next year. And like I said, I'm going to maintain this. I believe with the talent additions that they've made, Josh McDaniels, Mike Vrabel, Terrell Williams, not Terrell Jennings, Andy, all of that leads to at least and the money they spent, I think they double their win total. Like last year's team was 4-13, sure. And you could probably argue with a good coach it may have been a 6-11 team at best. I'm giving them a couple extra, and we'll see where they go with the rest of the draft because we know there are a couple of needs of explosion on this team right now that they bypassed taking Will Campbell, but they can still address today and maybe early tomorrow.
I don't believe also if they are. If Sam's right, and let's just say they're in a similar position next year.
Yep. Okay.
I'm not sure it's about Will Campbell. I think it's probably more about the guy you took third overall last year.
That's it.
Right?
That's, to me, that's a great way to put it. I think that's Yeah, if they are in the same spot there, you know, next year as they were this year, what happened with the quarterback then?
Yeah,
you know, that's probably the right way to look at it.
And then we should have kept Joe Milton.
Oh no! Here we go.
Son of a.
You know, oh my gosh! Can you imagine? You know, it's going to be so fun to follow the Joe Milton story down there, and then compare him to Drake May and his progress.
And speaking of comparisons, there's going to be some comparisons going on. People like Fitzy and you and others are going to be watching to see. Well, first of all, like a Membu, is he just a better tackle? Is he a better NFL tackle or Genty or some of these guys
that you could have had, Kelvin Banks,
whoever, whether it's lineman or alternative options at running back, tight end, great player.
Who's the better receiver, Ladd McConkey or, you know?
The answer is Ladd McConkey to all the questions. I need Elliott Wolf to redeem himself and make a dynamic – to team up with McDaniels and Vrabel and pick a receiver that makes me forget about bypassing McConkey last year, Ted.
You reminded me there, Fitzy, that Tom Curran may have been upset because when the Patriots put out the little video from the war room, front and center there was Elliott Wolf standing up talking to to Will Campbell. So he didn't stay out of the way. He was part of the process there.
Elliott Wolf didn't go, is everybody okay with this pick?
No.
Braves, are you okay? Mr. Kraft, are you okay with this
pick? And then Mike Vrabel played not just coach but dad there. Make sure you thank everybody that played a role in this, Will. He said it twice
I'm going to be honest with you. It's that's a Parcellian trait.
Oh, really?
When I got drafted by the Patriots, and I'm Bill Parcells, I couldn't believe, was calling me 5 minutes. He made sure I knew all the linebackers and to give them respect. It was so that's – and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I like those types of coaches that value that aspect, you know.
617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Pat in Nashua. What are his thoughts on the number 4 pick and Will Campbell? What's up, Pat?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, good, man.
How's it going, guys? Great.
Good.
Hey, actually, I have a little nerdy reason why Will Campbell is going to be a tackle if you want to hear it.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it's all to do with relative reach. So if you take two triangles, okay, and you make the sides equal for all for both triangles, all four sides are equal, okay, and you draw a base, a long base and a short base, which triangle is taller?
Huh.
Tell us.
I give up.
The short base one. So his relative reach, because of his narrow frame, his frame is, if you subtract his arms, is 11 inches, I think, right?
Yeah.
Because he's 11 and 58 of an inch, right. So Membu, okay, take Membu, for instance. Now, his arms are 33 and a half, correct? But his frame is, his wingspan is 82. So his frame is 15 inches, correct?
Oh.
So who has the longer frame? Membu, right? So if you add those triangles together, who has the longer relative reach?
That's interesting.
All right.
Thanks for the call. I'm not going to lie.
You guys follow that? You follow that whole thing?
I was told there'd be no math.
Not totally, but I kind of get here. This is my sound weird. So this is going to an entry into a point I've always – the body types – Look, so like you said, Vrabel and I were both linebackers.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have long legs. Vrabel has a longer torso and shorter legs.
Okay.
Honestly, that's a better – you want longer torso, shorter legs. Just think about like Kristaps Porzingis. Stopping, cutting, turning, exploding, stopping and starting.
Okay.
Is it – harder or easier for him than, say, it would be Derek White?
Harder.
Why?
Like Bambi.
Because
the legs are everything.
Yeah, it's just – and so those little things that he's kind of mentioning, I've always thought about. Like can I give you an example? So you everybody know what a burpee is? You know what a burpee is? Okay, right? You go down, you push up, jump up. A burpee is so hard for me because my legs are so long that it's I got to really push off to get – my legs back up under me to stand up.
Okay.
Where people with long torsos and short legs, they almost look they're more athletic because they can just pop right back up because of the dimensions of their body. So maybe I went off on a big tangent there, but I kind of get what the guy's saying a little bit to some degree.
Hey, guys, real quick, just wanted to let you know, between the text line and text messages I've received from friends and people that work at the radio station, congratulations. That's the new worst caller of all time.
Oh, no. Whoa. Just because you people don't understand it doesn't mean it's a bad call. He was bringing some good in. I don't know if it's factually accurate, but I appreciate the attempt.
Sure. Jack LaLanne. That was like a freaking like stretch class.
There is another nerd out there listening to him and going, that's my what's that? That's my person. I should be with that person.
Right. Or maybe the
I talk the same language.
The Jags GM was like, well, you gotta hire that guy for our football department.
Dude,
he's thinking about things
different. He might have just got himself a job,
right?
Man.
These Quants guys, they take off. Ask Bill James. Sometimes you do your thing in the background.
We're already grasping at these straws with our short arms at 2:41.
Well, I was thinking when Ted was going through the whole what's better, a long torso and a long – I was thinking, I can tell you what doesn't work is short arms, short legs, short torso, because I've lived it my whole damn life. 617-779-7937. We're going to continue to take your phone calls. Will Campbell is a Patriot. Do you love it? Do you like it? Are you okay with it? Can you explain it via physics and math and triangles? 617-779-7937. WEEI Afternoons continues to react to the Will Campbell draft pick next.